garden, Samadhi complex, you could say. This here is the Samadhi Mandir of Lokanath Goswami. And is there a figure inside or just a photo?
Photo.
And over here we have Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Samadhi. Here is Narottam Thakur's Samadhi. And these two, as far as I know, they're followers, descendants of in Narottam Thakur's line. The other ones, I don't know. Some of them never had any kind of label upon them. Previously, this area was open and unenclosed, and it was very prone to problems with monkeys. It was also prone in the 1980s, perhaps, to thievery, because if you take the pieces, if you disassemble, for example, the Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur, you could sell those pieces and antiques for a lot of money. And so there was a phase when that actually happened, and the Samadhi that was here of Narottam Das Thakur, all the marble was stolen, and all that was left was the back and the base. And at that time, we were working still on the Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada in our Mandir complex, and there was a devotee called Achyuta. And Achyuta was doing all the marble selling, buying for Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi. And one time he came and asked us, because we had a little project making boxes, memory boxes of Vrindavan, and people would give a donation, and that money was saved, stored for some saver in Vrindavan. So he asked us, would we be ready to pay for re-establishing Narottam Das Thakur's Samadhi, and of course we were more than delighted to do that. So we actually had the opportunity to redecorate the Samadhi as it is right now. This complex is in the care of the Rajasthan government, if I'm not completely incorrect, and Srivats Goswami from the Radharaman temple manages this area on their behalf. So some time ago also, this Samadhi here of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was extremely run down. It was really, really in bad shape. And I don't know whether they have replaced it or fixed it. But we asked Srivats Goswami, could we replace the Samadhi of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? And he said yes. And so we went all around the world, myself, other people, and we collected donations from people in different parts of the world. And we brought them back, and we had a tutor look at that Samadhi, and he worked out all the pieces that were required to create this Samadhi. And he went to Rajasthan, and he had all the pieces carved. And all the pieces were brought here, and they were placed over there where the green tree is. You can see those trees over there. But this was open at the time. And then we went to Srivats Goswami to say, we've brought all the pieces, now can we replace the Samadhi of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? And somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, as things happen, he got very contrary. He's a very fine, refined Vaishnava, but he got very annoyed. I think Achyuta had done something. And so he said, the only way I'll let you do it is if you construct like this, a shelter over all the samadhis. And we realized that he thought we were like millionaires or something instead of humble poor people. And we said to him, we can't do that. We don't have the money to do that. And then he said, then I won't let you do Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Samadhi. And that happened in the early 2000s. Now that all the pieces sat over there for years and years and years until something very astonishing happened. And that was that our very dear god sister and so dear to Srila Prabhupada, Jamuna Devi, she passed away from this world. And Parvati, who is also my god sister, she had come down here and saw this pile of wasted carved sandstone. So she went to someone and said, I want to purchase that. And they didn't know what it was even, because the years had gone by and everyone had forgotten. It was just lying there. And so that she said, oh, I've got money, I want to purchase all of that. And they said, yeah, you can take it. And they gave it to her. And lo and behold, that samadhi is the samadhi you see in the Goshala for Jamuna Devi. So it was quite profound, you know, we'd given up, you know, we're just like, let's pretend it never happened, because it wasn't moving, and simultaneously this samadhi has been enhanced. The little corbels on the top were all broken, and it was all watered away. So the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur samadhi was originally in another place called Vishwanath Kunj. And when that was going to be re-designated for somebody to build something, then the people here, the sevaks here, suggested, let's move that samadhi into this complex. And so then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur came to reside here. So we're extremely blessed to actually be here, because the samadhi mandir is not like just like a cemetery. They're actually places where you can actually approach those great personalities and pray to them. This is a Naam Samadhi for Narottam Das, because he didn't, as far as anyone understands historically, he didn't leave a body. So he didn't even have a push for Samadhi, because there was no flowers, because there was no transcendental body. And so with flowers from, or with the name of Krishna's mantra, this samadhi had been erected, and as you said, we had the opportunity to re-embellish it, so that it looks very nice. So now we have our complex, monkey-free. This used to be a monkey haven, so Krishna is very kind, and we get an opportunity to come here. And when we come to these places, what should we do? We should pray to these personalities that you're great. I'm just little. I just came here. I don't know anything, but you do. So please have some kindness upon me and help my bhakti to grow and develop. And they certainly will, because that's what they're interested in. So let's go to Radha Govinda. We're going to see the old temple, because the new temple will most probably be closed by now. And we'll have to close our eyes and picture the temple of Radha Shyama Sunda when we get back to our temple. Radha Shyama Sunda Ki Jai.